10, take 1, in 5, 4, 3, 2, ready, 1, 1, I have to be my own switcher, Don, Mr. Lemon. Hi, Don, hi, you know, I keep wanting to say Dom Lennon, Dom Lemon, Lennon, now I get that wrong. And two, we can't, this is live, so I can't edit this. This is your podcast. Fuck it, we'll do it live. If any of my other listeners are on listening to this podcast, that's why it's episode one. Understand? This is where we work out the kinks. If any of my other listeners are have downloaded this podcast and are listening now, get off. This is the Don Lemon podcast, only for Don Lemon. If your name is Don Lemon, then you can listen. But if it's not Don Lemon, then you must get off. But I keep thinking of Dom Aiera. Was that the comedian? And he always would say, people would call him Don. And he would say, no, it's Dom, like Dominic. So I kept saying Dominic Lennon, Dom Lennon. I like that. But I know that your real name is, Danny Pickles. Danny Pickles. All right, Danny, Mr. Lennon. Lennon, God. That's why I do a podcast. I can go back in and edit it so I sound brilliant. But this is live, so I don't edit it. And actually, this is a pretty serious podcast here, Don. Mr. Lemon. Oh, Lennon, my... Mr. Pickles. Mr. Lemon, this is actually going to be a fairly serious podcast. The reason that for this podcast, I did another podcast called the Oprah Podcast. And once again, that was only for Oprah to listen to. And I also have plans tonight to do a podcast for the Gracie Grace podcast. These ones I'm doing late. I just did a 2 hour plus podcast of a regular Wiggly World, and now I'm going to do a special one just for you because, well, number one, I like your style a lot. I listen to you a lot. You're quite logical. Now, I don't have any cue cards before me, and I don't even have a sheet of paper, except I have this sheet of paper, which is talking about Touchstones picture starring Arianna Richards, her first film, Spaced Invaders. So this doesn't help me whatsoever. So I have nothing before me. Evidently, of course, you could probably figure that out by fumbling everything. But this podcast is for you because I realize I really have to do this because of the election coming up. But also because, number one, I realize that no one is really addressing the foundations of race and what we consider race and how that foundation is completely non-existent. It's vapor. It is trying to cut your wrists with a line of longitude. It just doesn't happen. It's a completely human construct. So that's one part of it, and I'm going to do that later because I don't want to turn you off to that because it's a little bit deeper. But I do want to keep this brief as well because you are incredibly busy and I'm sure you do a lot of research because of how you come off. And also, you're very logical. So, you know, this plays right into everything I do. And not only that, I believe, and this is just off memory, but I believe that great things come from 1966 because that's when I come from. When I came out of this earth and out of my mom, it was 1966, and I thought I remembered something about you having to do a 1966 as well, so right there, were already brothers of the same time that the Earth was orbiting the sun. Now, I'm in January, so I'm probably a little bit older. And if you weren't born in 1966, then I incredibly apologize because you look very young, and I get that a lot myself. So once again, you know, we're pretty good looking for whatever our ages are, which is incredibly important to the serious topic that I want to talk about today with you. And that is that you had that little bit of a controversial statement that set off the right wing the other night about are the terrorists at this time, this process of our Earth orbiting the sun, most terrorism right now is incredibly stacked against homegrown terrorism carried out by, and I'm going to put these things in air quotes because this is the race part, by whiter men with not as much melanin in their skin. Some are quite red, and it just brings to mind right now people of color, and then I think the only person of color that I know is Donald Trump, orange, with white with those crazy white eyelids. Oh my gosh, he's a freak. But he's ugly because of other things, isn't he? He's ugly because of other things. By the way, I jump around a lot. This is sort of like the evolutionary bush. It's also the wiggly mind. It's a wiggly mind bush. I won't get fooled again. So that controversial statement that you brought out, just speaking the facts, is that right-wing extremists are the most violent related to terrorism of some sort or another. What we've seen lately is a certain exemplary of that, and not just anecdotal. And the fact that it rounds out to Muslim extremists being far less than right-wing American extremists, or in, I'm not sure if that included other country extremists, but the largest portion, well over 50%, and I think even, I don't recall your exact numbers, but well over 50% are right-wing extremists, white males, as you would describe them to the police, I guess. And then there's Muslim extremists. And then you get to, what is it, 3%? 3 to 6% of the rest is left-wing extremists or people, everybody else. Any other type of non-extremist. But to be a terrorist, you have to have, number one, you have to be there has to be something wrong with your mind. Something's got to have clicked off where you have left the human race and you have become something else. So because you've said that, and because many of the other things that you've said in the past have been incredibly accurate and I believe very fair, based on the facts. Now you also have the rainbow cameras going on. I just call them rainbow cameras because you'll have like seven people on with your face in one sliver. So you know those types of things I'm not always crazy about because you have so little amount of time to hear any real opinions on things. But that's something that I assume is imposed upon you. But it also helps break up the show. I mean, you can't do a full show, I guess, for television without bringing in other people on a panel. My problem with people on a panel is they don't seem to be as investigative as your talking points when it's just you, the air, and the video camera. the electrons happening there. And I usually go into a spiel about things being turned into other things, different types of energy, but I'm going to spare you on that. I'm already going too long for what I think you have time for. So those are the things I like, and you know, I know that you probably have a very crack team of investigators. Hopefully this stuff isn't just being pulled out of thin air. It doesn't come off that way to me. And when you play lie after lie after lie after lie by either any party, you know, it doesn't even have to follow party lines. That makes a great case. Yesterday or the day before, when you played the parts about Donald Trump not telling the truth, admitting he doesn't tell the truth, I think that was a little bit edited out of what he said, but edited out of what I think he meant, but he's just not intelligent enough to convey. I believe that what he meant implicitly, not explicitly, is that he wants to tell the truth a lot, but sometimes he gets the facts wrong because someone gave him, of course he's going to push the blame on somebody else, somebody gave him the wrong facts, so he's saying facts that, you know, some people have told me, I'm the greatest president of all time with the most elections of all time and the most... completed the most things in 1 year, biggest crowd and everything else. Some people tell me. That's what some people tell me. Now, that might be complete bullshit that somebody actually did tell him that. And pardon my phone, Don, Mr. Lemon. This is how, may I call you Mr. Don Lemon? This is how the shows go because I have many, 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 many things that I need to be listening to because of people that are across the globe. And I like to keep my phone on, also because it makes you think that you're getting something going on your phone, and all the listeners in your ear holes think that their phone is ringing, and then they, you know, like when you hear police sirens that are on a record that you're playing in your car, because many people play records in their car, they think that they look around for where the police are, because it's in the music. I'll wrap this up by 15. Easy. So I thought that was a little bit weird cut. You know, that was a little bit of a weird cut and a little bit off on what he said. And I don't know if I didn't watch your show when this went on. There was some senator, somebody running for an electoral race. And he said, I heard this off of the Bill Press show, that, you know, this is no time to monkey it up. And that was taken as some type of racial slur, but I just think that person was too stupid to remember that the saying is, we can't monkey around, which is not a racial slur whatsoever. It's about giving a monkey a hammer and, you know, seeing if he can knock in some nails or if he hits his thumb, putting a square peg in a round hole. Now, I don't know, but that I saw what I felt was probably taken out of context, because even if this guy said a million other racist things, that didn't sound like it was a racist thing. That just sounded like an ignorant thing. And maybe it was a Freudian slip, and then that's okay. But you can't just jump to the conclusion that that's what he meant. And I remember there was a comedian that said, you know, you talk about monkeys, and it's... And this is once again from his mouth. I don't say things like this, and I don't think of the human race as this, because I think of one race in the human race, and that is the human race. But he said about white people look like monkeys because they have big ears, and of course he's talking about chimpanzees. They have big ears, they have thin lips, and I don't know. They throw poop at people. I don't remember the rest of the joke, but basically it said about, you know, chimpanzees, white people, some people would self-identify, look more like chimpanzees. That's a very old joke that I don't recall, but you might, because if we're around the same age, then you might remember, oh, I went over 15. Sorry, Mr. Lemon. So here's a point I wanted to bring in. First of all, I wanted to give you credit and thanks for not only saying what you did, but explaining it so perfectly. And if it lit up people, that's on them, man. Because all you said wasn't even opinion for the most part. It was just research. And there it goes. But the one thing that I want to talk about is underlying this basis. And I talk about getting to the base and getting to the root of things. And then you go building and building and building and building and building upon something that you that isn't realized is totally non-existent. You're building a giant apartment building on a foundation that is sitting on a cloud, and you're falling off the cloud with this giant building, and you know you don't even realize that you're clinging to the building, and you're not, and the building's falling with you. That might be a little abstract, but the thing is about race, and I've tried to reach out to people to talk about this. And anytime there is something that is fueled by racism, now I'm not saying racism doesn't exist, it surely does, but racism is based on nothing. It's based on, like I mentioned, vapor. Because the human race has one race, the human race, or else we would be called something else. But we're not, we're the human race. And just because we have different levels of melanin in our skin, even though we have different shapes and different characteristics and facial characteristics and what have you, that means nothing. Because if you line up people by just one aspect of that, let's say you line up people by skin color, you're not going to get a line of people that you think are a certain race being. You're just going to have this gradation where there's nowhere that you could put in a stop in the gradation and say, okay, now these people are black people and these people are white people. The people at the very far end of the spectrum are going to be very white and very black, but there's nowhere in between there where you can draw the line and say, hey, this is where we have the differences between black and whites. And not only that, you're going to have people that you would consider white being in the middle, being towards the dark end, being towards the very white end, and you're gonna have people that would self-identify as black, or might be considered black by our culture, being all over that spectrum as well, and people that are Indian from India, I should say. What I should say is geographical locations. Those exist, of course. And ethnicity exists. You come from a certain area, you practice superstitions or cultural events, actions from certain things in your immediate surroundings. But you know, if you do, and the same thing, you could do that not only with that, but you could say, okay, well, a facial feature identifies somebody as a certain race. And then you can do the same thing. Let's go with eyes. Let's go with noses. Let's go with lips. Let's go with bone structure. There's people all over the freaking globe that you could stick in this thing, from the smallest noses, the flattest against the face, to the largest giant snozzolas that you could ever see, the Jimmy Durantys. And you know, you line up people by noses of some type of shape or some type of criteria set up, and you're not gonna find a race. There's no place you could draw and say, okay, here we have this type of nose, here we have that type of nose. Same thing with eyes and eye shape and eye diagonals and anything else, any other thing you could think of. You're not going to be able to say this is a different race, because you know that if you take genetics 101, the first thing you learn is that there's no difference genetically in between anybody as part of the human race. Genetically, we are all the same. Genetics doesn't care about what you think you are or how you describe people to the police. I hate when the police ask me, you know, what race was he? I'm like, well, it wasn't really a race. His skin was more towards a brown shade or, you know, he was more pink. You know, it's very difficult for me to talk against police, because I want to rush out of here. I'm taking too much of your time. But what I'm trying to say about this is because there are no genetic races, although there is racism, one of my favorite jokes is some type of ignorant person sitting on a swing outside on his porch. And unfortunately, for some reason, give him a Southern accent, and I'm going to do that as some type of ignorant hick, which is, you know, having some type of prejudice against that. But it's just how I see it. It's just how I see it. And I even see this from people that come from Pennsylvania, as I do. Sometimes we call it Pennsylvania. But if someone's sitting on a porch and he sees a group of people that aren't of his similar complexion or something like that, and he goes to them, "Hey, why don't you all came back to where I came from?" It's the only time I get to tell my joke, and I ruin my own joke. "Hey, why don't you all go back to where I came from?" Because we all come out of the same place, you know? We all came out of the cradle of civilization in Africa, Southern Africa? You know, I mentioned on the past show, I know that Africa is not a country. It is it's a continent with many countries, many states, many large cities, states, and territories, and whatever you want to say. So we came out of this cradle of civilization. That's where we all originate from. And if you do send in your spit or send in the wrong thing in the spit vial, you can trace your ancestry back through history, how many decades your ancestors spent here, how many decades they spent there. I'm from, my family hails from Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Lithuania. And yet, I'm supposedly have 83% of ethnicity going to Lithuanian. And I don't see any Hungarian in Czechoslovakia. Very, very small amounts of that mid-European type of thing. Russia area, and more from it. I spent my family spent more time in Italy. I didn't know I had, that was never a thing. Regardless, I'd love someone to bring up the fact that we're basing all of this on something that doesn't even exist. So when we have police brutality against blacks, as is stated in the news, disproportionately, somebody needs to say that not only is this racist, but it's racist against a race that doesn't exist because we're all genetically the same race. This is inhumanity by man against fellow man, and I mean mankind in that way. And I can give you a nice example compared to Donald Trump, and this is something that isn't brought up as either. You know, he talks about the caravan, he talks about, and there's many, you have everything in there, and I mentioned on my last podcast, there's everything in there, circus elephants and jugglers, you got everything in the caravan happening. But he also talks, he said, Middle Eastern, you got Middle Eastern, and so, first of all, obviously, he's talking about Middle Eastern people that he doesn't want into the country that could cause terrorist acts and be Muslims. Now, he didn't say that. I said that. But based on his previous Muslim ban and, referring to people as terrorists or referring to people as thugs or drug dealers or rapists or whatever, I'm just going to put that together in a puzzle and pretend that he said that. Pretend that he said Middle Eastern radical. He doesn't even say radical. Middle Eastern terrorist Muslims are in that caravan. And I said, you know, these people are walking 800 to 2,000 miles so that they could come into the country, our country, illegally and do terror. Those are the worst terrorists. You know, I always bash on the media for saying the terrorist masterminds that do suicide bombing. Oh, yeah, it's a real mastermind. Hey, guys, I want you to strap this bomb onto you that we made by looking at plans on the internet. And then, you know, set your clocks, set your wristwatches. Now, when that wristwatch, when the big hand gets to 12 and the little hand's at 3, then I want you to pull that thing on your bomb. I'm a mastermind. You know, you look at a calendar and you say, oh, okay, there's going to be a lot of people here and there at this time. And then you're a mastermind all of a sudden. That's a problem. That's giving people that are just fucking stupid, that's giving them power. That's empowering them. I don't say they're masterminds, because they certainly aren't. If that's a mastermind, holy Christ, we're in trouble. But Trump is also brilliant, because in the same week that he's talking about Middle Eastern, and I add in parentheses, terrorist Muslims in this mix of the caravan of the invasion that is walking the invasion that is walking hundreds and even thousands of miles of this invasion. You know, if you want to invade someplace, you normally want to get the upper hand of surprise. If you're walking for a month, you're not really surprising anyone. It's just none of this makes any sense except for the fear-mongering. But besides the point, the crown prince, and recognized prince of Saudi Arabia, who is implicated in the killing of not just Khashoggi, but many other people in his country. When you kill other people in your country, that's called terrorism. When you threaten other people in your country, that's called terrorism. He happens to be in the Middle East, at least that's where I think Saudi Arabia is, because maybe I don't know geography. Maybe he's in the Middle East, the European Middle East of the Saudi Arabian branch in Europe. I'm not sure, in the Brexit area. And as far as I know, he is Muslim. He follows the Islamic religion. But maybe Trump thinks that he's in the Christian branch of Islam. I don't know. But to me, so here, you know, he's waving swords around and doing a horrible sword dance. I'm surprised he didn't cut someone's ear off as he's looking into the solar eclipse, dancing around like a jackass. And then he says the thing about, so he's lying. But the problem with this lie is that he tells lies that are lies that he's actually doing. So if you want to tell a lie about something, you usually tell a lie and say, you know, these people are horrible, but then you don't do those same things for realsies that he's lying about other people doing. That's bad planning. So that's my main thing there, that no one has drawn attention to the fact that, you know, he's in bed with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. He's in love with Kim Jong-un, who is an actual terrorist, an actual dictator, evil, evil person. And he's vilifying, people across his party line or against his party line. And he's the only person at the party, which is another unbelievable thing. And what was the other thing about? That they're going to cost us billions of dollars. The babies that are born here and become citizens because they are born on on the American soil. They're going to cost us billions of dollars, and he is one costing us billions of dollars. And he says this in the same sentence where he's deploying troops. How ridiculous can you fucking be that people are walking and they're not going to be here for however long? He's taking American troops that might have to respond to some sort of a real attack on us to places where they might be getting shot by the vigilantes that have stolen, according to the tactical release, the release of the pre-scouting. Well, you know it better than I do. Anyway, that was my main point, is seeing if somehow we can bring the whole thing of race being just a complete myth and us basing all these things on things that don't even exist. And I'm not... Once again, I'm not saying that there isn't racism, and I'm not saying that, having people talking about racism and everything like that. But what I am saying is that racism is based on fantasy, because calling someone by a certain term is relative to even where they live on this earth, because in some countries, if you've traveled the globe, you know that if someone considers somebody black, another person, my girlfriend, soon to be my wife, lives in Thailand, and she kept getting, which would get shit from her family that she's so dark, she's so black, she's lighter than me, and. And if, you and I put our arms next to each other, I'm sure there's very little difference. And if you do an experiment, like I happen to do artwork, and I did a cover in black and white where I colorized the things, it was very odd, because I used, so we have many different colors of people in my band at the time. And so even for people that had darker skin or lighter skin, when I did the colorization, I used the same type of orangey, pinkish, whatever color it was that I used. I used it on both the person that was of a darker complexion and the person that was of a lighter complexion. And that grayscale image used the same color to make them look like the color that they are in real life. And by the way, the reason that people are of a certain color is because, as you know, just like the sky, the atoms and the particles of the sky absorb the other colors and only allow blue through. So our skin absorbs certain colors and reflects the other colors. So we're actually like negatives of ourselves anyway. So once again, it's the whole thing of, why don't you all go back to where I came from? Stupidity. And I'd love to see that worked in somehow to when we have these discussions. Now, that's why I'm appealing to you to do this, and do research if you haven't done already on genetics. And geneticists and scientists were wrong for quite some time, because when I grew up, and probably when you grew up, you thought there might have been three races: Negroid, Caucasoid, and Mongoloid. That's what I thought. because that's what I was taught. But now we understand that, no, those aren't three races. Those are just made up shit. And there's only one race, the human race. And I'm glad that you're in the human race. And I'm glad that you have the good fortune to be in front of large audiences every night and be able to speak speak the things that you've uncovered and your team has uncovered. And I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for the way that you present it. There was another thing that I thought was clever that I was going to say in that, but it's totally escaped me now, because now I'm getting a bellyache and a headache from talking so much. But that is the Don Lemon podcast. Only for you, Don Lemon. I don't really know how I come into these shows and go out of these shows, probably with one of my own songs. So that's how I'll do it. And I hope that you like it or don't. I don't really know anything about you personally. I only know you personally as the persona that is on the television. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Because you've been fortunate enough to have the good fortune of being in front of people. And every night that you are on television or wherever you may be speaking or what have you, you earn your good fortune. And that's the most impressive thing to me all the time. And that's the only thing... I don't know. It's something I respect. If you have good fortune of getting where you are, and then your talent can take over from there, and then you have the good fortune of people liking your talent, then when you earn your good fortune, when you realize, I'm getting paid this amount of money to do this, and I'm giving this opportunity to be in front of this, and whatever reasons there are, so I'm going to do the best I can at what I have before me. That's earning your good fortune, and I respect that. So thanks for listening to me. By the way, I'm Wiggly, if I didn't mention that. And that was your podcast, episode one. There probably won't be any episodes, although I usually say there will be. I'm Wiggly. I hope that you like me. Bye-bye. Music gets us delightful. This desire will gush up and flow. You unlock the image of yourself. Realize you are here because it was your intent to survive. Don't give up, yeah.